Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone here to this pre-convention service. So much time is gone. I'm going to trust God to be as sharp as possible in this service. And we are looking at the second part of the message in the first service. Power to fulfill destiny. Dimensions of power, part 2. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Our objective in this study is first to understand other dimensions of power needed to fulfill destiny apart from spiritual power or the power or divine power. And secondly, is to understand the keys to those powers. We began in the first service by identifying that apart from spiritual power, other powers are needed. The first we dealt with was physical power or energy. That it is only possible to live in the world of exploits when your energy is intact. That when you are lazy, life can never be easy. To live long, you must live strong. Very important. You must live strong. I won't be able to go into all the details of what we saw in the first service concerning physical power. How that we must pay attention to our exercise and fitness. And pay attention to adequate nutrition so that we can be strong in the body in order to fulfill destiny. Something I never said in the first service. I said before that it takes a strong body, a sound mind, and a fervent spirit to have a solid destiny. Again, strong body, sound mind, fervent spirit equals solid destiny. We look at that in the first service. Second we looked at was intellectual power, which is actually knowledge. Knowledge actually is the product of two words, know and edge. Know, edge. There is an L in between. Know, L, edge. And that L will represent leads. What you know leads to the edge you have. Knowledge gives you an edge. What you know is what determines the edge you have in your world. There are so many people today that are not where they want to be, not because the devil is too powerful, but because they need an edge from knowledge. Someone, one of us, sent me a message and he said, thank you for that first service message. He said, you have now given me the motivation to finish my PhD. God knows where that will lead to. Please pick up that message so you can get into the detail of what that is. And then number three we dealt with was financial power. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And where there is no money, the vision perish. We can do so much more with money than without money. The love of money is the root of evil. The lack of money is the branch of evil. We heard all of that in the first service. There are those who kill people to make money because of the love of money. There are those who kill themselves because of the lack of money. Right? So the evils are in different dimensions. And that we can do more with money than without money. And money is neither good nor bad. The goodness or badness of money is determined by who is holding it. Money in the hands of a bad person is bad. Money in the hands of a good person is good. And so that financial power, where we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, where we have the God first mentality, where we are accurate in the practice of the covenant, in our tithes and givings, and of course, where we are interested in kingdom expansion, it leads us into the realm of financial power. I gave the testimony of the man when we were planning to go to the UK for the program. A certain cost of one of the things that was to be handled at that time was like $100,000+. And I was telling people how many will be involved in this or that. And this man came and said, how much is the cost? And he was told. And he said he will handle it. He brought the money cash, added like $10,000 or $20,000 more to the overall budget. Long story made short. Under 2 weeks, he got 1,000 times in job. When I said it in the first service, I thought that maybe that was stretched until I calculated it raw after the first service, and I realized it was exactly 1,000 times. Only God can do a thing like that. Kingdom expansion will lead somebody to financial explosion. I dealt with all of that in the first service extensively, and I want you to pick up the message. And so, we are going to point number 4 after physical power, intellectual power, and financial power. The 4th power we need is called mental power. Or wisdom. Mental power. Or wisdom. Luke chapter 2. And in verse 52. He said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Increased in wisdom. Increased in stature. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10. The Bible said, if the iron be blunt and it does not whet or sharpen the edge, then must he put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. What is the place of wisdom or mental power? 4 things I'll say. Number 1, mental power or wisdom facilitates profitable and productive choices in life. Profitable and productive choices. Wisdom makes you to make the choice that is profitable. Causes you to make choices that are productive. When you lack wisdom, you make choices that cause you losses. Another way to say it is, wisdom assists in choosing the best course of action. The best course of action within a given set of alternatives. The best course of action within a given set of alternatives. These are alternatives, but this is the best course of action. That is wisdom. Don't forget this. Where wisdom is lacking, people make choices that they regret. People make choices that cost them losses. Remember, King Solomon was confronted with the issue of two women, prostitutes that slept on their children, on one child, in 1 Kings 3:24 to 28. Wisdom made him to make the most profitable and productive decision. Mental power is going to assist you to do what? Number two. Mental power or wisdom assists in resolving conflicts and dissolving knotty issues. Knotty. K-N-O. Double T-Y. Knot. Like a knot. Resolving conflicts. Dissolving knotty issues. And it can be issues that are knotty also, like a knotty child. Resolving conflicts, dissolving knotty issues. That was what Solomon did with that issue. This woman said, the child is mine. The other woman said, the child is mine. Solomon said, bring me a sword. Let me divide a child. One woman said, yes, divide a child. Let it not be mine and let it not be hers. The other woman said, don't divide the child. Don't cut the child in two. Give that woman the child. The Bible said, for her bowels, he yearned for her child. And Solomon said, that is the owner of the child. And all Israel had the wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 24 to 30. Wisdom causes you to wangle your way out of tight corners. Tight corners of life. You are able to wangle your way out. You are able to find your way out of tight corners in life. That's mental power. Thirdly, now that was 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 24. To 28, and Daniel chapter 5, and in verse 12, the Bible said, for as much as an excellent spirit, and knowledge, and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts, we are found in this Daniel. Wisdom helps you to wangle your way out of tight corners. Number three, mental power or wisdom is the way to stardom. Is the way to stardom. Is the way to royalty. Is the way to authority. Is the way to stardom. Genesis 11, 39 to 40. Genesis 41. 39 to 40, Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou, you shall be over my house. Wisdom is connected to stardom. To be wise is to rise. Remember, I wrote a book titled, To Be Wise and Rise. To be wise is to rise. To be a fool is to fall. The way to stardom. And finally, number four, mental power or wisdom is the way of wealth, is the way of wealth, is the way of wealth. There is a magnetizing power, wealth magnetizing power by wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, all the way to verse 25, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth, for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. As they came for wisdom, they came with wealth. Ezekiel 28 and in verse 5, the Bible said, by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches. By your wisdom, your riches increased. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. I prophesy upon someone here today, the wisdom you need to succeed in life is released upon you. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. The right information. What is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? The right information brings knowledge. Or rather, the right information equals knowledge. The right action equals wisdom. The right information equals knowledge. The right action equals wisdom. So, knowledge has to do with what you know. Wisdom has to do with what you do. Wisdom has to do with what you do. What are the sources of mental power or wisdom? Number one, asking for wisdom from the all-wise God. Asking for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. James chapter 1 verse 5. Let him ask. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and he shall be given him. Let him ask. Lord, I am in need of wisdom in this area. Number two, walking in the fear of the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10. Walking in the fear of the Lord. Walking in the fear of the Lord. Number three, walking with the wise. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 20. He walketh with wise men, he shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. When you walk with people that are wise, they sharpen your mentality. Somebody say, Elad, amen. Are you ready for number four? Commitment to the act of thinking and reasoning. Thinking and reasoning. You have to exercise your mind to excel with the mind. Commitment to the act of thinking and reasoning. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5. He said, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. And as Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. You have prayed, and you have prayed, and you have prayed. Now you carry pen and paper. One man said to me, he said, he was in the service here one day. He had a message. And he said, Lord, I have been in the realm of millions. What do I do to go into billions? And right in the course of the service, he said, he heard, as you are making the money, be putting them somewhere where they can bring more money. Don't spend what enters your hand. 10 million, 100 million, put it somewhere. Spend only what is coming out of it as profit. That is what to use. Be patient, don't be in a hurry. Give yourself 2 or 3 years. In a short time, bam, what he was putting aside went to 9 zeros. Until you ask the right questions, you don't have the right answers. So the act of thinking and reasoning has to do with asking and putting the brain under pressure. What do I do to move this business to the next level? What do I do to move my career to the next level? What do I do to move my ministry, my assignment to the next level? Number one. You can so pressurize yourself until I want to write 20 things that can take me from here to there. Out of these 20 things, one, two, you have reached number 10. You can't find any more. You are still cracking your brain. 11, 12, 13, 14. But I need 20. I continue tomorrow. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Wow. I finally reached 20. Now, out of these 20, which one is the top 5? And then, you hit the road running. Nobody can be wise who does not think. It doesn't just drop from the sky. Exercise is key to excellence. Even the Holy Spirit only speaks to thinkers. Dunamis Church, Johannesburg, South Africa, planted only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm happy to see you all on the screen. Congratulations, and the Lord bless you and cause His face to shine upon you and explode throughout the land in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. Hallelujah. Did somebody get something out of that wisdom just now? As you leave the church now, pick one issue that you will handle like that. They are responding now. Pick one issue that you will handle like that today. And hit the road running. Somebody say amen. Did you see how the Holy Ghost was speaking to the person who is thinking? As Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, for as long as he didn't think, he won't hear. Amen. That is mental power. Number 4 is emotional power. I like this one so much. All of them are good, but emotional power. To me, is emotional power is the power of toughness and resilience. Toughness. Job chapter 14 verse 14. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. And be not weary well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Somebody say aloud, amen. If you must have a future, you must be tough. There is a connection between your destiny and your tenacity. But let me give you 4 things that emotional power has to deal with. And the emotion is the feeling of fear, the feeling of all those feelings. Emotional power has to do with what? Number 1, capacity to withstand pressure, stress. Capacity to withstand pressure or stress without giving way. The capacity to withstand pressure or stress without giving way. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16, he said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. But if not, we shall not bow. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. Hallelujah. Capacity. See, a lot of people just give way and scatter under pressure. Number two, emotional power is the capacity to remain calm in the face of threat or danger. The capacity to remain calm in the face of threat or danger. To remain unruffled in the face of the storm. Emotional power. That was what our Master Jesus displayed in the storm. In Mark chapter 4 and in verse 36 to 39. Mark chapter 4. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And it was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Asleep on a pillow in the midst of the storm. The capacity to remain calm. I heard a story from Howard Carter where he said in his days, we are talking about, let's say, 100 and something years ago, one of the most noted Bible script teachers, Paul the Apostle, gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Howard Carter explained the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He said, there was this early airplanes, 4-engine airplane. They were moved with propellers that are wood, wooden propeller, wood. Wood. Can you picture it? People, 40 passengers, 40, 50. That they were inside that plane flying from London to Paris. Something hit the first propeller, it broke. 4 engine. Engine 1, gone. Engine 2, gone. Engine 3, gone. Left with 1. All the wood broke. And one woman began to run up and down inside the aircraft screaming. And one man sat calm in the aircraft. Not even that he was a Christian. And it was said that that man had flown the airplane many times and had been in such situations and it landed. And he had developed a principle. Never to be troubled in any storm. And as far as he was concerned, even if he would die calmly. He said, oh no. He said, woman, sit down. Don't be agitated. Even if you have to die now, die calmly. Because if she was going to die anyway, will the screaming stop anything? Will the agitation stop anything? Long story made short, the pilot arranged himself and landed the plane. And that man learned a lesson that he had never learned before. That nothing should ever unruffle you. That peace is a strength. Be still and know peace is a strength. Calmness is a strength. I don't know of anybody who wants to enter an airplane with propeller, wooden propeller now. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That is the capacity to remain calm in the face of threat, in the face of danger. You are acting as if the danger does not exist. It's emotional power. Emotional power. You are not rejecting. You are not allowing the devil to catch your sweat or to catch your tears. You are not agitated, tensed up, up and down. Number three, emotional power is the gives you the capacity to take calculated risks in order to experience anticipated results. Calculated risks. For your information, in life, there is no rise without risk. It takes risk to climb. It even takes a greater risk to fly. The capacity to take calculated risks. I want to achieve this result in life, and there are some risks to take. I want to make some investments, and there are some risk factors. Emotional power gives you the capacity to take calculated risks in order to anticipate, to experience anticipated results. That was what? That was what Esther exhibited in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. I am going to go to the king, which is not according to custom, and if I perish, I perish. But she never perished. She took the risk, and she never perished. David took the same kind of risk when he faced Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34, all the way to verse 37. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There are many people who have not achieved anything in life because they are unable to take risks. Napoleon Bonaparte, one of the most rugged generals that ever existed, one day was going to battle, and by the time they crossed the bridge, they pointed their weapons and fired the bridge. They just broke the bridge. They won't pass back the bridge. And they asked him, why did you break the bridge? He said, because they won't have the use for the bridge. There's no coming back. It is dealing with the devil. It's either to fight the devil and conquer them or fight and die. And they didn't die. They finished the enemy. Somebody asked him one time, he said, supposing you are going with a force into an enemy's camp, and you don't have sufficient food supply for your men. He said, I won't have any problem if there is supply in the enemy's camp. Very, very reckless general. He said, if there is food in the hand of the enemy, I'm okay. I will go there and take the food. They brought in one soldier by the name Napoleon, but very fearful and very timid. He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Napoleon. He said, alright. He said, that you change your name or you change your character. Is there any rugged person here about to arise out of here? I decree and prophesy unto you, every trace of fear is dying right now. It's dying right now. It's dying right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The capacity to take calculated risks in order to experience anticipated results. Number four is the capacity to remain confident in expectation of. Confident, or rather say it like this, the capacity to remain in confident expectation without wavering until answers arrive. To remain in confident expectation without wavering until answers arrive. When a person is emotionally powerful, he doesn't give up.
I will wait till my change comes.
Job 14:14. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Abraham, the Bible says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say amen. That last story was Alexander the Great. Either you change your name or you change your character. You cannot be an Alexander and be a coward. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Lift up your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today, I am waiting until my change happens. Give the Lord a praise. What is the secret of emotional power? Number one. The habit of confronting situations without cowering. The habit of confronting situations, that is, you have such a habit. If I am to put it in the way I would like it, the refusal to dodge battles. The refusal to dodge. I kept my father's sheep. A lion came, I didn't run. A bear came, I didn't run. I faced the lion, I faced the bear. So I have developed such audacity to face a Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34 to 36. If you dodge battles, you don't have a future. On a habitual basis, you don't look at situations and dodge. You eyeball them, you face them. It develops in you emotional power. It develops in you a ruggedity, a resilience. Is God speaking to somebody here? The habit of confronting situations without cowering. The habit of confronting situations without cowering. The refusal to dodge battles. Number two. The building of strong, rugged faith from the word. Strong, rugged faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Strong, rugged faith. Feeding yourself strong with the word. And number three, consistently flowing in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the spirit of boldness. Is the spirit of audacity. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. 2 Tim 1. Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, audacity, of love, and of a sound mind. Do this and you will develop emotional power. There are many people, they cry too much. They sweat too much. The cry Jesus cried at the tomb of Lazarus was not a cry of helplessness. It was a cry of compassion at the tragedy of humanity. The same way I cried with that woman that day. Just at the calamity of people. So there is a place for such emotion. But then, there is a toughness you carry that makes you not to bow. I prophesy today that is somebody's portion in the name of Jesus. Finally, this morning is relationship power. I define this as the power. power, relationship power. That is the power to attract and sustain meaningful and quality relationships. The capacity to attract and sustain meaningful and quality relationships. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 27, 17. He said, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. There are many people who are empty of the wrong people in their lives and full of the wrong people. Empty of the right people, full of the wrong people. That's disaster. Now, what is relationship power doing for you? Number one, who surrounds you determines what you can survive. Your surrounding determines your survival. Acts chapter 14 verse 20. Paul the apostle was surrounded. When he was stoned to die, and he survived. Who surrounds you determines what you can survive. Number two, success with people equals success in life. Show me one person who cannot get along with people. He doesn't have a future. Success with people equals success in life, because life is filled with people. For as long as you are going to remain in this world, you will encounter people. And the opposite is true. Failure with people equals failure in life. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Whatsoever you wish that men should do to you, do to them. For that is the law and the prophets. You can go anywhere in life, provided you can walk along with people. Number three. Quality of people determines quality of life. The quality of the people in your life determines the quality of your life. There's a way they put it in management realms. Say network determines net worth. N-E-T, work, determines N-E-T worth. Your network affects your net worth. Who is around your life determines how worthy you are. Someone says to me, point at seven of the closest people in your life, seven of the people you call friends, people you look up to, people whose advice you listen to, people you communicate with, seven of the closest people to you, seven of them. Once you are seeing those people, you are actually seeing your future. You are seeing your realm. If they are riffraffs, that is where you are. If you are not yet a riffraff, it's a matter of time. Surrounded with purpose. That's why they said, you have one rich man in a family and six poor people in the same family. What you have is seven poor people. One is rich, six are poor. It is seven that are poor. It's a matter of time. Are you following what I'm saying here today? So, if you are not careful about who surrounds you, you are not careful about your future. You are not careful about who surrounds you, you are not careful about your future. Are they hearing me over there in Nairobi, Kenya? Be careful about who surrounds you so you can fulfill your life's assignment. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Finally, this is very important. People are more valuable than money. more valuable than money.
That was why the Bible said,
what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul?
Meaning is, people will do for you what money can do. There are situations that plenty of money will be helpless. In Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to 2, when that paralyzed man was brought, he couldn't help himself. Paralyzed, his friends broke the roof and dropped him. They did for him what no money could have done. That is why in our place they said, the person who has people is superior to the person who has money. Superior. I've seen cases where wealthy people at the point of their death were deserted because in the days of their wealth, they didn't care for nobody. Or in fact, they scattered everybody from their lives. When they needed people, nobody was there. That will never be your portion. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. What is the secret of relationship power? One of the things that God has helped me with is the capacity to build relationship across board. Those above me. I don't know of anyone above me that is above me spiritually and ministerially in this country and probably some parts of the world that I'm not able to. That is easily, literally. Those at our level, those. And it's very, very important. One of the giants of faith was in Africa some time back. He called me all the way from Namibia. He said, just to let you know, I'm in your continent. And he's doing it all. What is the secret? Number one, ensure that you show yourself friendly. Proverbs 18:24. A man that will have friends must show himself friendly. Maintain a friendly disposition in life. There are many people that are literally hostility, emotion, hostility. There was a man some time ago. We will meet in high ranking places. Places where anybody can be. President, everybody will meet there. Good morning, sir. He will just look at you as if, do I know you from anywhere? Barely answer. I said, look at you. You know what I do when I greet you very cautiously? Once, twice, thrice, and you don't answer correctly and appropriately, the greeting from that moment returns back to sender. I want to waste my courtesy. I will look for those who deserve it. The Bible says, don't throw holy things to dogs. Don't cast your pearl before the swine. You will be shocked that you will pass our pass. I have nothing against you, but since I greet you, who respond? Where? OYO. On your own. After a while, it was this same man that was now looking for me. All manner of letters, all manner. See, there is nowhere you are now that is permanent outside of God. There is nothing you are today that is permanent without the help of God. Drop your shoulder. Relate with people. You don't know who will help you tomorrow. Naaman the Syrian, it was his house girl that brought him deliverance. Naaman the Syrian, chief of general staff. What do we call it in Nigeria today? CDS, chief of defense staff of the whole of the military force of Syria. But he was a leper. A little girl he captured from as a prisoner of war when they made a raid in Samaria was a girl who saved his life. My Lord, this leprosy you had is not good. There is a prophet in Samaria. He can heal you. Can I ask you, if he was a bad master, will the girl do any recommendation? See, look at you, leper. Doing me, guy. Die with your leprosy. He recommended and that leper was healed. Listen to me. The person you hate may save you in times of crisis. So calm down. When Saul was looking for his father's donkey, it was one of the slaves, his father's slaves, that followed him, that gave him a counsel, that gave him access to Prophet Samuel. Saul said, I don't have money to give the prophet. The slave said, I have something in my pocket. Take. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Be friendly. Be friendly with your driver. Be friendly with security. Be friendly with those around you. You don't know who God will use to bless you. And you don't know who devil will enter. Like Judas Iscariot. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Calm down. Show yourself friendly. The people in your life, the quality of those people in your life affects, they determine your destiny. Show yourself friendly. You are too tight, too self-focused. You are too much in love with yourself. And it is good. But not to the detriment of the generality of people. People are greeting you. You are hearing and you are not answering. Next tomorrow, if they withdraw their greeting, you say that person hates me. And it is not written anywhere. When thou seest people that refuse to greet you, thou must continue to greet. Book of Self, chapter me, verse I. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Show yourself friendly. Number two, invest in relationship. Invest in people. Invest. Anyone that God has brought your way, show that you value them by the things you do. Invest. A gift. Maybe your wife, your children. Invest. Those around you. Invest. Do something that somebody won't forget. Touch somebody. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Whatsoever you wish that men do to you, do to them. That is the law and the prophets. Invest in people. Invest in relationship. And number three, very important. Receive the sensitivity to disconnect from unprofitable associations. The sensitivity to disconnect. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. He said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. There are some people, their greatest destruction is the people they call friends. May God deliver you from every frenemy
every frenemy. 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 They are angry that you have succeeded faster than them. You know, the heart of man is very deep. Frenemy. Friendly enemies. Enemies inside, friends outside. The cloth of Jacob, the cloth of Esau, the voice of Jacob. The clothing of a sheep, the heart of a wolf. I have seen such people before. Hey! In fact, we thank God for how God is doing this and that. Hey! And then suddenly, they saw a clip of a program somewhere. And it was as if things happening unbelievable. They watched a video clip of a music video. How many things do you want to do with your life? Something they would say, oh, I watched that thing. What a powerful thing or whatever. They would say, oh, I sent something to you. Yes, I saw it. All right. God bless you. We'll speak later. Yes, goodbye. Hola, hola. Those kind people, if you put cocoyam in their heart, it can cook. Already, heart is hot. Cocoyam can even what I am. May God give you, and you see, may God give you the wisdom not to share your success with every people. In fact, the worst one is, may God give you the wisdom not to share your plan with everybody. Because bitterness is the foundation for witchcraft. Before they begin to fly, they are bitter first. Praise the Lord. God shall help us. And so anyone sitting here today, there is a wrong person planted around you. From this moment, your eyes are now open to see them. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. The service is too short. Time is too short to say everything that can be said. But anyone, you begin to see them with competitive tendencies. You do this, I do this. You do that, I do my own. Do this, I do. Just begin to give them space. Some you may think that they are trying to emulate you and follow your good example. Now lie. It's called competitive jealousy. Competition that is born out of jealousy. Just face your life. The time that they want to use to recruit you into strife is the time you need to make progress. Don't give that time. Just face your life. Don't create impression. Don't try to impress nobody. Just give expression. Expression to what God has put in you. And just they go. They go, they go. They go, they go. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, I just they go. I they go, they go. Look at somebody say, ask them the verse, the verse. I they go, they go. That is a powerful sticker. Look at another person say, ask them the vex, the vex. I they go, they go. Please, our foreign delegates, we are sorry for speaking vernacular you might not be hearing, but I'm sure you will hear it in the spirit. Hallelujah. I said at the beginning that there are some of us, our life is lacking of the right people and is filled with the wrong people. Today, it shall change. The grace and the wisdom and the help of God to bring the right people in your life is released right now. And the grace to be free from the wrong people, that grace is released upon you right now. It takes only one Jonah to get out of the boat for things to calm down. Sila. Only one Jonah. Everybody almost died. Supposedly the Jonah are three. Supposing there were three Jonahs. Only one Jonah. They have emptied every all cargo ship. All the cargo luggage they had, they have put it in the water. It remained for themselves to enter the water. Then Jonah said, throw me into the water. I'm the cause. I'm sorry for suffering all of you. But Jonah, you should have said this on time now. May every Jonah leave you on time. May every Jonah around your life leave you alone on time. May they resign from the establishment on time. May God put them under pressure to leave that ministry on time, to leave that church on time, to leave that organization on time, so you can have rest. There are some families, their own Jonah is a Delilah. Since that girl came across that man, the whole family turned upside down. Children can't see their father again. Wife does not have husband anymore. May God separate that agent of the devil and send them back to where they came from. In the name of Jesus. The worst thing that can happen to children is to be looking for their father and they can't find him. And not that he's doing anything serious with his life. He has been quarantined. He has been quarantined somewhere. And I tell you, I said, the one who quarantined him and him that agreed to be quarantined is worse than that one. Do you understand what I mean? The quarantiner is bad, but the quarantinee. Oh my God. It's a new day. Would you lift up your hands everywhere you are and speak to God, appreciate Him for His word to you today? We're going to take like 2 or 3 minutes and pray this prayer and lift up your voice and say after me and say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I receive an impartation of wisdom, mental power,
today, in the name of Jesus, I receive an impartation of emotional power, resilience. Today, in the name of Jesus, I receive an impartation of relationship power, relationship wisdom. Today, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. I believe that where the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, he should ask of God. This is the right time to ask. Wisdom. And Father, I ask that you'll impart on me this toughness that David had. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? This toughness that Elijah had. Before God, whom I stand there, shall be no rain, no dew. This toughness that Queen Esther had. If I perish, I perish. This toughness. I will wait until my change comes. Father, this toughness. I'd like you to give me this grace together today. I will not cry before any devil or bow before any battle. And then the grace also. To attract the right people and to disconnect from the wrong people. Lift up your hands. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. It is an impartation of power. Thank God today is an impartation of service. And you receive with a shout of victory. Father, let something drop on the life of your children today. Let it drop. Fresh grace. Fresh help. That will translate into wisdom. 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 Emotional toughness. Resilience in the spirit. Lift your hands now. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Right now. The last time you turn your back for any battle shall be the last forever. Amen. The last time you wept in front of a situation shall be the last forever. Amen. And the grace to know the right people from the wrong people, that grace is released now. Are you ready to receive in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, receive power. Receive power. In the name of Jesus, when you... First you say, I receive, and then second will come back. Receive power. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Receive it. Again, and the second time you are going to scream power. Father, let the power fall. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. The multidimensional power. Let it flow upon your people right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Precious name. Amen. The Lord has heard and answered us. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Something great, something new, and something wonderful just happened to somebody. That neck and shoulder condition you came here with is gone permanently. That bile condition, God has healed you. And that ear that is not hearing right here is open right now. That dimness of sight is clear. And that tormenting spirit that has been stealing from you, what the devil has been stealing from you is returned. And right now, I declare that the systems are coming under pressure. They are losing their peace and sleep and rest. All that is yours is released. So shall it be. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat.